When the Camellia Blooms was a KBS drama that was very popular right around this time of year 2 years ago. On the last episode of the drama, it was said, because it's easier to pity someone than it is to admire someone, people are quicker to say, cheer up and hang in there, than they are to say, you are so amazing. But what most people want to hear is not hang in there, but you're amazing. Sounds about right, doesn't it? Sure, we feel supported and encouraged when people comfort us when we are down. But no one ever really wants to find themselves in that kind of a situation where we need to be comforted. If we had a choice, we'd probably all choose to be told, wow, you are so awesome and I envy you. So maybe the next time we see someone in need of some comforting, instead of saying, cheer up, it'll be okay, maybe we could try to find something that's really amazing about that person and say, that is why I think you are so amazing, and that is why I believe in you. I'm Lena Park, and this is One Fine Day. Welcome to One Fine Day with Lena Park. We started today's show with 2개월 and their song number one. What did you think of my idea during the opening? I think it's a good idea, right? Remind people of what they are good at, what makes them so wonderful, instead of just saying the run-of-the-mill, you know, cliches off the top of your head like, hey, cheer up, hang in there, fighting. It's easy to lose confidence and feel insecure when we are down on our luck or going through some sort of rough patch. And at times like those, of course, sincere comforting words from the bottom of one's hearts really, really can do wonders for you. But also, maybe a boost in confidence can be just as helpful as well. Now, as much as I would like to find out where all my amazing listeners are today, because you are all so amazing, unfortunately, today's show has been pre-recorded, so we're going to skip the global roll call portion of the show. I hope that doesn't let that stop you, though, from dropping by to say hello or to leave your 사연들, stories and anecdotes about anything and everything as well. Nothing is too trivial. Anything goes. And of course, nothing goes unread here. So, send your messages on Kong, right on the various message boards on our website at world.kbs.co.kr, or leave a comment on our latest posts on Instagram at KBS One Fine Day and Facebook at facebook.com/EnglishKBS. If you have a Korean phone number, you can text me at sharp 8150. It's 51 per SMS and 101 per MMS. Today is Wednesday, which means our very own time-traveling segment, Gayo Top 10, is coming up in part 2 of our show. So stick around for another fun and musical trip back in time. For our next song break, let's listen to a song from the aforementioned drama OST. Here's John Park with 이상한 사람, Foolish Love. We just heard John Park with 이상한 사람, or Foolish Love. And now, here are a couple of songs that basically say, you are amazing. First up, we have a song called 오늘도 빛난 너에게, To You My Light, featuring 이라온. It's by Maktube, and in this song, the protagonist describes their object of affection and that person's smile as one that makes me new, one that makes me warm. Very beautiful. And after that, we will listen to 작은 것들을 위한 시, Boy with Love by BTS, featuring Halsey. Here in this song, they say, "You are the star that makes the trivial not trivial." That's a fabulous way to say you're amazing, is it not? They sing from 1 to 10, everything about you is special. So, amazing listeners, here are those two songs for you right now. First up is Maktub with 오늘도 빛나는 너에게, To You My Light featuring Iraun. And then after that, we'll listen to BTS with 작은 것들을 위한 시, Boy with Love featuring Halsey. That was BTS with 작은 것들을 위한 시, Boy with Love featuring Halsey. Before that, we heard Maktub and Iraun singing on 오늘도 빛나는 너에게, To You My Light. Okay, quickly, time for our regular announcement here. Send your messages on Kong or comment on our SNS posts. Write on any of the message boards on our website at world.kbs.co.kr. Or, if you're in Korea, you could even send me a text to #8150, and this will automatically enter you into our daily prize draw. Prize winners are selected each day after the show, even after a pre-recorded show like today as well. So if you have sent in any sort of feedback, don't forget to also check the notice section on our webpage. That is, once more, world.kbs.co.kr. If you find your screen name or part of your phone number on the winner's list, send us your shipping info so we can send you your prize as soon as possible. You can send that in via email. And please keep in mind, international shippings are not completely back to normal yet, but the prizes are on their way. We thank you for your patience and understanding. All right, time for our next song break. Here's Love Ya by Hyogo.
Don't be afraid, yeah, I will stay, kick off that gate.
You're listening to One Fine Day with Lena Park on KBS World Radio. Another reminder for our listeners about reruns of our show. Yes, reruns of One Fine Day can be heard multiple times throughout the day, either on the website or via our mobile apps like Kong and KBS World Radio On Air. Our broadcast timetable is available on both website and on the mobile apps, so be sure to take a look. Past episodes of the program are available for streaming in the Listen Again menu on our website or via podcast as well, which means you can listen to us whenever you'd like, wherever you are. All you have to do is look us up wherever you get your podcasts. Please keep in mind, though, the songs we play on the show cannot be included on podcasts due to, of course, copyright reasons. And now I will be back with today's Parallel Universe, but first enjoy this song. Here is Chaorim with 1717-1771.
천사의 미소처럼 새들의 노래처럼 이토록 사랑스런 당신이 준걸요 어서 내게로 와요 영원히 함께해요 우리 함께
They're different, but not entirely. Two different songs from two different parts of the world. It's like they belong to a parallel universe. It's time to listen to a couple of songs that are seemingly nothing alike, but actually somewhat similar in one way or another. Upon closer inspection, we have one K-pop track and one non-K-pop track. It is, of course, Parallel Universe. Now today we have two songs that share the title Surrender. We'll start with the K-pop song Surrender by Chancellor. Chancellor started out as a member of the producing team 이단 옆차기, producing countless hits for many idol groups and artists. Today he is better known as a talented R&B singer-songwriter with a very distinct style of his own. Surrender was the title track of his first EP album entitled My Full Name. It was released back in 2016. And it is a duet number that features vocalist Lynn. Lyrically, it is about relationships and their ups and downs, how people madly in love with each other will still fight, still lose control. Here's a bit of the words. There's a whirlwind blowing in my mind. We couldn't stop. The words that became blades, the hearts that became ashes. It cannot be undone. Again, I shout as an echo in my room. I couldn't stand it. Do you even love me? Do you know how I feel? I'm becoming used to the words. I surrender. Oh, just giving in to the turmoils. That's one thing going on there in that relationship. We have a different kind going on in our non-K-pop track. It's Surrender by English singer-songwriter Birdie. This artist, with a clear and resonating voice, is said to have started playing the piano at the age of 7 and began writing her own songs when she was just 8. By age 12, her YouTube videos had racked up over 10 million views. She'd also won the grand prize at Open Mic UK, a large-scale talent contest, back in 2008. Well, after that, it did not take her long to sign with a major label and finally debut as a solo musician. Fast forward to this year, she released her song Surrender in January as the first single off of her 4th studio album, entitled Young Hearts. That album later dropped in April. This is also a troubled relationship here, and the song starts like this. Strange, this wilderness inside, the heart drifts from hot to cold. You think it can't make up its mind, and suddenly it's always known. And if I could reach the northern lights, maybe then I'd understand it all. Sometimes I try so hard to fight, when all I want to do is fall into the night, into your arms, surrender. A troubled relationship, but here they want to surrender to the solace that they can find, or at least the moments of it. All right, two songs here about different types of surrender. Let's listen. Surrender by Chancellor featuring Lynn, and then Surrender by Birdie. That was Birdie with Surrender, and before that, Chancellor with Lynn singing Surrender as well. Those were the Parallel Universe songs of today. All right, coming up in part two is OFD's version of Kayo Top 10, so don't change that channel. Let me wrap up part one of the show first. Here is Urban Sakappa with their song 그때나 그때 우리, When We Were Two. Welcome to part two of One Fine Day with Lena Park. In just a moment, we will hop on a time machine, traveling back in time to listen to some good old 가요 for our Wednesday segment, 가요 Top 10. I'll be right back with Liz after this song break. Here's 정하로 with 영시 영분, When the Night Comes. After that, it is Taeyeon with her song, 1111. Once upon a time, there were days when K-pop was simply known as 가요. Back in those days, every Wednesday evening, every Korean music fan tuned into KBS 2 TV to watch their favorite singers perform on the legendary music chart program dubbed the 가요 Top 10. It's not Throwback Thursday or Flashback Friday. It is Way Back When Wednesday. We're taking a trip back in time to listen to some old school K-pop, aka 가요, and our trip guide is, of course, our very own staff writer, Liz.
Hi.
Hi, Liz, and welcome to my side of the room.
Thank you for having me.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Sweet.
Can't complain.
Yeah, ditto.
Yeah, here we are. Of course, our listeners know that this is a pre-recorded session, so we're here chilling out at the studio, and pre-records are nice because we don't have the sort of pressure of the time.
Right. We can just ramble on.
We can kind of ramble on. Sometimes I suspect we do get edited.
Just a little
for time
bit.
Later yeah. bit on. But there's always something more of a very mellow mood that goes on during the prereqs. So I'm always looking forward to that. And listeners, I think, will be a little bit more relaxed. And without the interaction, it's fun. But then through this prereq, I think they can also sort of kind of steep themselves in the playlist that we have for today.
I hope they will.
And we have a very interesting theme in our song playlist today.
Yeah, it's just, as most themes go for Gaia Top 10, it just so happened.
Yeah.
I just happened to stumble upon a visible theme as I was looking through the old charts for the last week of October.
Ah, okay. And, so we're going to be in the last week of October, but you're skipping. But yeah. There was some very, very strange trend that you noticed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of English names.
Of people,
yeah. So I actually named the theme Name Drops.
Name
Drops in October.
Name Drops in October. Yeah. That works for me.
And I mean, well, one of them is unclear whether it's an English name or a Korean name.
I see.
I mean, it features an English alphabet, so we're going to just squeeze it in there.
I think that works. That definitely works. But names.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And some of them had very clear reasons for that specific name.
Yeah.
Some of them didn't. Some of them were just random, rather.
Interesting.
Think songs like Roxanne.
Right.
What's another English, like a pop song?
A pop song. Gosh. I'm suddenly blanking.
Yeah, Roxanne is the only
now
one.
Now all I can think of is Roxanne.
Yeah. Which is a great song, by the way.
Yes, absolutely. But yeah, we've always had a long kind of culture
in
Western
Delilah.
Music. Delilah.
Yeah, that one, but.
Absolutely. Sometimes there is like Mandy.
Yeah.
Barry Manilow's Mandy. Songs named after people's names or, you know, presumably people, whether they be fictional or not.
Mm-hmm. But isn't it weird how the trend, well, I don't know if it was really a trend because there's only like, you know, they're kind of scattered here and there throughout the years, but we don't see a lot of them anymore, do we?
Yeah.
It's just, I guess they want, like artists want to approach a bigger audience instead of kind of pinpointing that, you know, small group of people who share that name.
Sure.
I
always thought it was a nice touch to name a song, you know, a name. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes I felt like, you know, the songwriter is actually talking about this girl she knew named Mandy, right? And it feels like it's a personal touch.
Right.
Even if Mandy is a fictional character, giving her a name makes her so much more real.
That's true.
And it's a universal thing. You think of the person that reminds you of the Mandy. Oh, we have Lolisa. I don't know if that counts in K-pop now.
Oh, yeah. Well, but that's her own name.
That's her own name.
Yeah.
That's just true.
I'm just remembering Lucid Falls' dog's name. Can't remember. Pong something.
Yeah, Pongi or something like that.
No, it's not Pongshiki. I don't know what. But anyway, that's besides the point.
Right.
We're going to go back to the 80s to begin this list.
Okay.
But we will be skipping famous songs. Hia.
Yeah, that was like the first one that came to my mind. And of course, Jaehyuk, right?
Yeah, Jaehyuk. Yes. Both of them because we have talked about them before.
Right.
We have played the songs on Gaia Top 10, so we're going to skip on them. Is it?
Sorry.
We're close.
Yes. We had to find out.
Yeah.
Thank you, PD name. Boyeon-y.
Boyeon-y. Such a cute name.
Such a pretty name.
Yeah. Anyway. another reason we're skipping Hia and Jaehyuk is because they sound more Korean than English.
That, oh yeah, that's true. Jay, yeah. We think it's a Korean name starting with Jay specifically.
Yeah, because I mean, you are a Jay, I am a Jay.
That's very true.
It's very common.
Lots of Jay. Yes, lots of Jay sounds.
Definitely. But having said that, I will admit that the song that I'm going to
start with,
may feature the exact same J.
It may.
Yeah. The song is called 제 그대는, or J-U-R. It's a song performed by artist known as 오복.
Uh-huh.
I have no idea if that's just a stage name or her real name.
Mm.
오복 sounds like five fortunes, actually.
Oh, okay.
So it is a known word.
Yes.
But could very well be her actual name, too. There's
right.
very little information left about her on the internet anyway, because mm-hmm. this song was released in 1985.
Wow.
And the reason that I think this J could very well be the same J as the J in 제에게 uh-huh. by 이선희
uh-huh.
is because it was written by the same songwriter.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
What a quit. What?
Yeah. See, so we know that story about 제에게, the song,
mm-hmm.
From 이선희's account about how she visited a songwriter.
That's right. I remember this.
And she found the scores of the song 제에게 in the trash.
Yeah.
And
she picked it up out of the trash.
Yeah. And
says,
then,
hey.
Yeah, she asked the songwriter if she uh-huh. could have it, and he said, sure, take it, right? And that song became one of the biggest hits of 1984.
Okay.
So I'm wondering, mm-hmm. so there's really no way to know if this song or that song was written first, which one was written first, or if they were written at the same time.
Yes, very hard to tell.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. This is a year after 제에게 became a huge hit that he decided to give the song called 제 그대는
mm-hmm.
to a singer who sounds quite similar to 이선희.
Oh, another coincidence.
Yeah. Apparently, it's ironic that she's so little known
mm-hmm.
because apparently at the time in the mid-80s,
mm-hmm.
they were kind of pitted against each other.
There was
a bit of a rivalry because back in 1984, no one knew 이선희 was going to become the 이선희 we know now, right?
Right, right.
So back then, they were both young women with
mm-hmm.
short hair
yeah.
who had amazing vocal talents.
Mm-hmm.
That were also very cute.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I don't know if the songwriter 이세건 wanted to recreate his hit or if he really wanted to pit them in a rivalry.
Mm.
Whatever the reason was, he decided to, you know, release this song, 제 그대는, mm-hmm. in 1984. And the song did well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the song did well. I did find it in a chart of the top 50 of the month.
Mm-hmm.
And the song, the J in question.
Yes.
Apparently, he had initially revealed that he just liked the pronunciation.
Oh, it just sounded nice.
Yeah, it sounded nice, so he decided to keep it as J. But then after many, many, many interviews, the iteration kind of changed.
Oh.
And he had said that he had a friend
mm-hmm.
who was studying abroad in Germany.
Okay.
And he would often write letters to him.
Mm-hmm.
이세건 is the mm-hmm. songwriter's name once again. And so his initials begin with L. As
okay.
in Lee,
Lee.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So the friend in Germany would always start his letters by saying, 보고 싶은 L 형, which I think is like, oh, so 80s, I can't. These uh-huh. days, well, first of all, we don't write letters.
We don't write letters, first
but,
of all.
I don't think anyone would write 보고 싶은
L 형.
L 형. Yeah, that's just, wow. So sentimental
Aww.
And romantic in
That's
such
sweet.
An 80s way.
It's
yeah.
sweet.
Apparently, he was a literary student, too, so maybe that's why. But yeah, so that initial gave him the initial idea
I see.
To use an initial.
Right, right, right.
And of mm-hmm. all the English initials he, I guess, tried out,
I'm
J
sure
sounded
can.
The best.
Yes.
So that's why he wrote 제에게.
Uh-huh.
And that, I'm assuming, is also the reason he wrote 제 그대는.
그대는.
Which, by the way, I would go with the English title J-U-R.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
And, yeah, as for the song itself, it's a sad song that sounds really cute.
Oh.
Yeah, so he said, or the protagonist says, J-U-R, like a small, faint light that on this lonely night, on this solitary night, mm-hmm. give me sorrow.
Oh.
But she sings this in a very cute mm-hmm. way.
A sorrowful light.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's a very 80s Kayo with all those little cute little synth program rhythms.
Yes, yes, yes.
And chord-wise, mm-hmm. chord progression-wise, mm-hmm. I could sing J-Ege to this instrumentation too.
Oh, it's very similar. Yeah. Well, I guess, wow, it makes me think that J-Ege was like a first draft.
Maybe. That could have been true too because, I mean, J-Ege was in Trash.
Yeah, it was in the Trash and yeah. he was moving on to J-Ege, then he was redeveloping it. And I guess he just really didn't see Isoni releasing it.
Maybe.
And then even, and I guess maybe either this was recorded before or even with J-Ege being popular, maybe he just wanted his original to come out.
Maybe.
Interesting. There definitely is a connection there of the J's.
As for the melodies, I was surprised to be reminded of like old French film soundtracks.
Mm.
I was surprised because I didn't know I knew any. And also because, like I said, it sounds very 80s Kayo. So,
yes.
like, very Korean, but at the same time, it's like, hey, wasn't there, like, an 80s movie, maybe non-English?
Some sort of chanson kind of feel going on.
But in major.
Interesting.
So,
oh,
yeah,
okay.
That was another interesting bit. And another thing I noted was that because J-Ege was inspired by that letter from a friend.
Yeah.
So the story of J-Ege or like it's literally Dear J or 2J, right? And it's inspired by the letters, of course. In that sense, that song was more of a message to a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Or it started out as, anyway.
Right.
But in this song, J, then, the lyrics actually do mention you are very sad love for me.
I see.
Yeah,
I see.
So
that the J's character has somewhat evolved.
Right. But I mean, there's really no way to tell if this is romantic love or friendship love.
True.
But, you know.
True. Interesting. A lot of speculation behind J is very mysterious. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. And it's kind of a hidden gem.
Yeah.
Let's listen. Here's Obok with J Gudenin or J You Are. That was Obok singing J Gudenin or J You Are. Wow! That is very, very similar to J-Ege.
Yeah, I mean,
Liz actually started singing J-Ege over the chords of this song, and it totally works.
That was like one bar, but yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, like, had I not known that the song was written by the same songwriter, I might have actually thought it was plagiarized. So
I guess J-Ege was draft one and J Gudenin was his draft two.
Maybe, yeah.
So it's like we're getting two variations of the same song almost.
Yeah.
But yeah, like you said, it is the same composer. So I think it was just his prerogative to release that version.
Mm.
Kind of bold of him, really. And yes, and Obok's singing, very kind of reminiscent of early Isoni.
Yeah, it's just
weird.
It's weird that she didn't do as well, though.
Yeah. Wonder what she's doing now. I hope she's well.
I hope she's well, too.
All right, moving right along to our next track.
We are going to listen to a song called Lucille by Ms. Han Young-ae.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I will admit that the first time I heard the song was last Tuesday on Bunyu Daesang.
Yes, Kwang Yoshi.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And have you heard the original since?
Not since, no.
The song is completely different.
It's very different.
It's very, very different. First of all, Han Young-ae's voice is not like the opposite of Ko Young Yeol's voice.
Yes.
So for those of you who've been watching Bunyu Daesang, you might recognize the song, but not really.
Right. But if you're interested in the original Lucille, it actually gives you a better appreciation of just what a wonderful talent Ko Young Yeol is to adapt this song the way he did.
That's true now that you mention it. Because
amazing.
Yeah, because he made it sound good in a very different way.
Yes.
Because the original song is great, but it sounds nothing like what he did.
Very different.
Yeah. So this song was initially released in 1988. Okay. It was a part of Hanyoung's album, her second album called 바라본다. Mm. And so Hanyoung, a little bit about her. She initially, we think she debuted in 1976. She thinks she debuted in 1986. Because she first started singing in 1976 as a member of 해바라기.
Right.
And then she kind of quit singing altogether to become a theater actress.
Mm.
And then she decided that singing was her real calling.
Mm.
So she released her solo album, first solo album, in 1986.
Mm-hmm.
And in it was actually the same year she also started performing as the lead vocalist of the group Shincheon Blues.
Mm-hmm.
So she thinks that was her beginning.
Right. She feels that was the proper beginning of
right.
the Hanyoung musician that we know now.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And so after releasing that first album, mm-hmm. There were hits, but at the same time, apparently she was kind of tired of the way how she had very little control. She had to do what the label wanted.
Right.
So she, for the second album, she decided to do it her own way.
Mm-hmm.
And her Shincheon Blues pals,
mm-hmm.
were 100% behind her.
Oh, nice.
So they wrote a lot of songs for her.
Wow.
They were session members.
Mm-hmm.
And her backup vocals for this album
yeah.
includes names like Jeon In-kwon.
Wow.
And Kim Hyun-seok.
Wow.
Or Kim Hyun-sik, rather, sorry.
Kim Hyun-sik.
Yeah. She got songs written by Oh Min-ho, who is a blues guitarist
mm-hmm.
and also the leader of Shincheon Blues.
Right.
Yoo Jae-ha mm-hmm. and Kim Soo-chul are the names that I recognize
wow.
anyway.
Wow.
And the title track of the album had been 바라본다 by mm-hmm. Kim Soo-chul, but the most famous song on that album was actually 누구 없소.
Yes. Still one of her signature songs
mm-hmm.
to this day.
And everyone's been covering it.
That's also
yeah.
very, very widely covered.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Lucille and 콧불소 are the two other songs that actually did just as well as the other ones that I just mentioned.
Right.
And apparently her fan club's name is 콧불소.
Oh, that's
that
funny.
That's cute, yeah.
This was also covered by one of the contestants on the competition
mm-hmm.
show.
I thought it was done really well, too.
Mm-hmm.
See, the album is full of a wide range of genres.
Yes.
Like, she sings rock
mm-hmm.
songs, ballad songs, and pop songs, and of course, blues.
Right.
But this isn't me. It was actually by music critics who said it was the underlying bluesiness of her voice
mm-hmm.
that brought coherence to the whole album.
Ah, yes. I mean, she could be doing all these genres, but she's still Hanyoung-ae.
Yeah.
Yes.
Unmistakable voice.
Right.
As for the name Lucille.
Yeah, so curious.
It's not a person.
It's not a person.
It's not a guitar,
uh-huh.
but a series of guitars.
Ah, yes, yes, yes.
Owned by American blues musician B.B. King.
B.B. King.
So I actually dug up the mm-hmm. story behind the reason he named all his guitars Lucille.
Okay.
Circa 1949.
Mm-hmm.
It's because he had a performance at a dance hall in Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, apparently this is like unthinkable in 2021. But apparently that entire hall was heated by a barrel half filled with burning kerosene set in the middle of the dance floor.
Okay.
And this was a fairly common practice at the time.
Wow.
Yeah. No. Like, fire hazard.
Dangerous much.
Yeah. I mean, this is indoors we're talking
yes,
about.
Yes.
Kerosene.
They're burning
barrel.
Kerosene.
Yeah.
Yes.
And in the middle of his performance, two men started fighting.
Oh, no.
And they knocked over the barrel.
Oh, no.
And the fuel, mm-hmm. the burning fuel in flames, just kind of spread. Yeah, like it just spread across the dance floor.
How much you want to bet that dance hall was made out of wood?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. So the hall burst into flames
oh my
and
God.
It was evacuated.
Mm-hmm.
Which means B.B. King himself had to be evacuated as well.
Mm-hmm.
And once outside, he realized that he had left his guitar in there. And he decided to run in there
oh,
and
no.
grab that guitar, mm-hmm. which cost him $30 to begin with. I'm guessing back
in the day. That's pretty expensive back in the day.
I guess, but still.
Yes.
And the reason he decided to name his guitarist from that point on Lucille is because he later found out that the two men who were fighting were fighting over a woman named Lucille.
Oh, how funny!
Yeah. And B.B. King himself never knew Lucille personally.
Oh, wow.
But he decided to name every guitar that he subsequently owned Lucille as a reminder to himself to never again do something as stupid as run into a burning building or fight over a woman.
Wow, that's so funny.
Yeah. And he even wrote a couple of songs about Lucille, like the story behind it. And also, I think it was, there was one song called Lucille and then another, like, Ode to Lucille or something like that. Now,
it's a fantastic story.
Yeah, and going back to Hanyoung as Lucille, this was actually not Hanyoung as, but Oh Min-ho's ode or an homage to B.B. King. Yeah, because Oh Min-ho, as I mentioned earlier, was a blues guitarist and songwriter himself. And yeah, this song is as bluesy as it gets.
Yes, it is.
It's very chic. And like I said, it's like the opposite of Koyeon-yeol's cover. And this song, in a very strange way, also reminds me a little bit of the song Roxanne. Even though Roxanne is a rock number. But it's just, it feels like a slowed down version of Roxanne. But anyway.
Right, a little bit.
And the lyrics are beautiful too.
Yeah.
The protagonist compare, actually I could say Oh Min-ho compares the sound of Lucille the guitar with the sound of a grassy field.
Yes.
And
the sound of Lucille the guitar equaling B.B. King.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The sound of the playing of B.B. King.
And I mean, it's like, I guess knowing that this is a guitar makes some of the lines make more sense.
Yes, lot more context.
Yeah, because there's a line that says, you shake your entire body at his slightest touch.
Yes.
And when you think this is Lucille, a woman.
Yeah.
No.
But I like how it works both ways. You know, it's very evocative also.
And another line that I really love in the context of the fact that this is a guitar is that we get to hear Hanyoung is singing, I wish I want to have a sound like you do. Yeah,
right.
So 나도 너처럼 소리를 갖고 싶어.
That's wonderful. I want that sound.
Yeah. But then do you really want to sound like a blues guitar?
Well, you just you want that sound. It's like this, we say 욕심 in Korean, right? It's the greediness, right?
It's
envy.
I guess it's more like sound that can move people's hearts. Not like,
absolutely,
I want to sound like a guitar.
No. But yeah, absolutely so. That sound, that thing, that the it factor. Yeah. All right, let's listen. Here's Hanyoung-ae singing Lucille. That was Lucille by Hanyoung-ae. Got the bluesiness in there, and you get to experience, she just has like one of the coolest voices in K-pop.
She does.
She really does. Hanyoung-ae, wonderful. All right, we're moving right along. Who is our next, I guess, subject matter person of interest? What's the next name drop for today?
It is Laura. I think we have to pronounce it Dora.
Laura. Yes, that's very true.
Laura.
It always bothered me a little bit, but hey, what are you going to do?
Song, it sounds more like Laura.
Yes.
But, you know, R is a little different, but Laura. There you go.
I think I thought it was Lola.
Really?
When I first heard the song.
Well, as I was listening to it more this time, I thought it sounded like a lot of something.
Okay.
Like double T.
Right. So. Interesting.
Or maybe like a Spanish pronunciation of Laura.
Maybe. Yeah. All right.
Anyway, so Laura is a song by Byun Jin-sup from 1990. And Byun Jin-sup, of course, doesn't really require a lot of explanation or introduction our Korean listeners, but for our younger listeners or our non-Korean listeners, he was the first singer in the world of K-pop, or rather, Kayo back in the days, to be referred to as the ballad singer.
Yes.
Or the balladeer.
Mm-hmm, the balladeer.
Mm-hmm. He made his debut in 1987, and he also, with his debut album, became mm-hmm. the first million-seller artist.
Yes.
So, a very successful man.
Yes. Very important figure in the history of our K-pop.
Yes, mm-hmm. and also in the lineage of ballad singers.
The ballad singers.
Male ballad singers
he,
in Korea.
Isn't he the original, sort of the royal lineage of balladeers?
Yeah, I thought he was the prince. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, that was back in the 80s.
Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But today, he is known as the ballad legend.
Yeah.
So.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
of
elevated.
Course, before him, we had Lee Moon-jae. Mm-hmm. And after him, we had, him and Shin Seung-hoon kind of coincide somewhere.
There's a little overlap.
Yeah, a little bit of an overlap. That's why there was like a prince and an emperor and king and a duke. And
there was many royal lineages.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Anywho, this song comes off of his second album, which was also a double million seller. Mm-hmm. And the album was called 너에게로 또다시, which of course doubles as the title of a very popular song that he had, which also won him his second golden disc. Mm. And I guess one of the most popular songs from that album, aside from the title track, is 희망상.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, he did win a couple of Golden Cups with this single album.
Oh, yeah.
And other tracks on the album that also did well include 우리의 사랑이 필요한 거죠, 숙녀에게, 당신의 장난감, 당신의 인형, and, of course, Laura. Yeah. This song, too, did very well on the charts.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I believe the entire track list on that album made it onto the chart.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Wow.
Very, very successful.
He's not called the legend for nothing.
Exactly. Mm-mm. Ooh, I think he was the 황태자, so that would make him the reigning prince.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that makes Lee Moon-jae the 황제?
Sure. Emperor, and then prince, and then it went on and on and on after that.
Anyway, not important.
No.
Where does Song Si-kyung-si stand now?
I don't know. He was a prince, too.
Was a prince.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Moving right along.
Yeah.
This song was written by... You know what? If I don't tell you who it's written by and you just hear
you
the
song...
You
might be able to guess.
Yeah. So I don't know if I want to leave it there.
That's funny. Let's leave it out there and then we can come back to and reveal it after we listen to it.
It's way too obvious.
Yes.
And it's wonderful.
Yes.
And the lyrics, though, it was by a lyricist by the name of Chie.
Yeah.
And apparently she was on a variety show recently and she was asked, why Laura?
Mm-hmm.
And her answer was... Byun Jin-sup asked of nothing else but that the name Laura be included.
Interesting.
Yeah. And of course, as a lyricist, if the singer wants the name in there, why not, right?
Sure.
So then we obviously start to question why Byun Jin-sup,
right?
And apparently, Byun Jin-sup told another interview that it was just because the guide vocals that he got, the part said Lara.
Like la 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 la, like fa la 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 la.
Well, but then it's like the Laura part is la la.
Lara.
And he just thought, well, Laura sounds better than Lara. So Laura.
So the guide demo of someone singing blah 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 la 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 la, and then just that part, he felt like it was a name being sung.
I guess so.
So it's just pure. Sheer inspiration.
So the same thing as Jaege. It sounded good.
That's
it sounded
true.
Good.
That's
and
true.
When you when you listen to the song now and just try to, or in your head, try to, or maybe
replace
you can sing it.
Yeah,
you
replace can sing it with the la la.
It sounds bad.
Oh.
Yeah, it sounds like because your mouth is open too wide, it just takes something away from the song.
Oh, interesting. You need it to be...
Yeah,
it's interesting.
I don't know what it is.
For sound aesthetics, but then that little nugget of inspiration actually, you know, leads the lyricist to kind of, I don't know, go into a very imaginative space
trying to create
this story around somebody named Laura.
And speaking of that story surrounding somebody named Laura, my assumption is that she's not in this world anymore. Because he says, you left... With emaciated face.
I see.
And you held my hand with your eyes wet and told me to forget everything.
Laura, Laura, my sad Laura.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And, and then he says, how lonely are you going to be without me?
Oh.
And I will see you again in a place without 이별 or goodbyes. Laura.
Yes.
Yeah, so
I'm very elegiac. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's listen. Classic by ballad legend 변진섭. Here's Laura. That was 변진섭 with Laura. He sounds great, guys.
Yeah.
He still sounds great.
Legend.
I mean, if you were listening to our discussion of 변진섭 before we heard this song and thinking what's so great about this guy, well, it's very evident after you listen. And I wonder if our listeners guessed the composer.
It was not difficult. It was not difficult at all because it sounded like no one else but Yoon Sang.
Yes, absolutely. All right. Moving right along to our next song.
And next name.
And next name.
Is Sarah.
Sarah.
From the song Oh Sarah.
Oh Sarah.
Oh Sarah by Lee Sang-woo. And this song was released in 1992.
Thanks.
Lee Sang-woo, I've mentioned him several times on Kaya Top 10 because I love him so much.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess another way to describe him in short is that he was one of the balladeers of the early 90s who rivaled with 변진섭, Shin-sung-un, Lee Seung-hwan, Park Ak-ki, Yoo Young-seok, and one music critic decided to put Yoon Jong-shin in there too.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This critic described all of these names that I just mentioned as the 미성 발라더.
Oh.
As in, I guess,
Clear voiced.
Or
high tenor.
Maybe, mm-hmm. Yeah.
High tenor balladeers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Lee Sang-woo himself was a Golden Cup winner as well with the song 그녀를 만나는 곳 100m전, one of the songs I played on Kayo Top 10 before.
Mm-hmm.
And this song was from his third album, released actually in 1991.
Mm-hmm.
And he won his second Golden Cup with the song 하룻밤의 꿈.
Yeah.
And 오사라 was actually the follow-up. That's why the song did better in the following year.
I see.
And, one thing I forgot to mention when I was talking about an earlier song, Jae Kudenen or J.U.R. by Ubok, is that Ubok had another hit song called The Fire Dance.
Okay.
Oh, not The Fire Dance. Fire Dance.
Fire Dance.
And apparently in the music video of that song, first of all, surprised that they had music videos in 1985. The second surprise is that the music video features a dancer who now we know as Lee Jun-ho of 서태지와 아이들.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he goes way back.
Yeah, my goodness.
And the reason I'm bringing this back is because 오사라 by Lee Sang-woo came with a dance routine.
I see.
Made by Lee Jun-ho.
Choreographed by Lee Jun-ho.
Exactly. And apparently, Lee Sang-woo and Lee Jun-ho practiced together because Lee Jun-ho, his real name apparently is Lee Sang-woo as well. And singer Lee Sang-woo is the reason dancer Lee Jun-ho could not use his own name.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, he had to use his stage name. Because we already had a very successful Lee Sang-woo in the industry.
Wow.
And the reason that they kind of came together to, you know, make up dance moves and all that is because Lee Jun-ho wanted to sing.
Oh, he did.
Lee Sang-woo wanted to dance.
Oh, how
funny. So they did
the
a bit of a talent exchange. Yeah.
Freaky Friday.
Yeah. And so Lee Jun-ho taught Lee Sang-woo how to dance,
okay.
And Lee Sang-woo tried and tried and tried to help Lee Jun-ho learn to sing.
Yes.
But according to an interview, Lee Jun-ho would practice for 8 hours a day.
Wow.
And still could not. So
it's something that is not really learned. You can perfect it and hone your technique.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or, I mean, I guess Lee Jun-ho could have gone to Park Sun-ju or something, but maybe Lee Sang-woo wasn't exactly the best teacher.
Maybe not the best teacher. Mm-mm. I don't know, but not for lack of trying.
No. He tried.
Poor Mr. Lee Jun-ho.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As for the song, I heard in the song, yeah. I mean, I love this song from the, you know, the time it was released too, mm-hmm. but as I was listening to it again for this segment, I heard elements of doo-wop, swing, jitterbug, and scat.
Wow.
And like 8-bit game sounds. And I don't know how many of our listeners would get this reference, but in the American sitcom Friends,
sure.
in season 4.
Yes. Okay. A character, wow, it's very specific. Yeah,
I've just been watching it too, that's why. This certain character named Ross Geller performs music.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing air quotes because, yes, you know, it's not really
not
music.
It's not very good.
Yeah. And this song, the chord progression and just the background rhythm of reminded me very much of one of his performances.
Oh my gosh, one of that's Ross's so funny. I'm totally going to keep that in mind. Listen to Osara in an entirely different way.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
As for the lyrics, my guess, personal guess, as to who Sarah is, would be that she is a mannequin.
Oh.
Yeah, because he says, show windows, or as in like shop windows.
Right.
And in the neon lit night streets, I could see you anywhere.
I see.
Sad face with lipstick and disheveled hair. Mm-hmm. Oh, Sarah. You're wearing a muffler or as in scarf, and there's a coat on you that's too big. Oh, Sarah.
And oh, wow.
I don't know. I guess it could be like women, sad women in the streets at night in general.
I think it's definitely a mannequin in the shop window, the theory.
Mm.
It's very specific, actually.
Right?
So, yeah,
I think it's also cute how he says, you're not pretty, but you're cute.
Aw.
Everyone loves you.
That's so sweet. And gave her a name as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's listen. Here's as Lee Sang-woo with Oh Sara. That was Oh Sarah, or Oh Sara, by Lee Sang-woo. Really, really good stuff. Although now I have to giggle because of the Ross Geller reference. I just don't know if you've ruined that song for me forever. I'm just kidding. You didn't ruin it.
It's in minor.
It's fun. It's fun. All right, we have time for one more song.
And one more name. Mm-hmm. And this time the name is Alice. As in Orange 나라의 Alice. So, Orange 나라의 Alice, in my head when I see that title,
the orange world,
well, no, like the first thought that I go to is 이상한 나라의 앨리스, which is the Korean title for Alice in Wonderland.
Yes.
So I want to call this song Alice in Orange World or Orange Land.
Uh-huh.
But unfortunately, Mr. Yoo Young-seop,
yes,
who is of course the leader of the band 푸른 하늘, who released this song, he decided to call this song Orange World Alice.
Okay, so he specifically wanted it to be the Orange World.
Well, yeah, it's in the song. It's the lyrics, part of the lyrics of the song. So yes. I'm gonna have to say,
you have to honor it.
Yep, it's Orange World Alice.
Yes.
It's very hard to say.
Orange World Alice.
Even for me. And I say even for me because Yoo Young-seop has to sing it many, many times.
Very, very often.
Yeah. Very, very many times.
Very many times.
This song was released in 1993. And this was a part of 푸른 하늘's last album.
Mm.
Sixth and the last album, which was the most experimental. And most, either people loved it or hated it.
Okay.
Or fans, anyway.
It's a little divisive there.
Mm-hmm. So 푸른 하늘 was known as a soft rock band.
Right.
And a lot of people preferred the ballad tracks on their albums.
Mm.
But with this album, it was just, I guess people thought it was like the bridgeway between Yoo Young-seop's 푸른 하늘 days and White days.
Ah, I see. Yes.
Yeah,
I can
so
see that.
White is more musical track-like.
Very dramatic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this album, to many of the fans, was too white.
Closer to the white.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As in, there were too many experiments going
right.
on.
Right. You could see the birth of that experimentation right. that you would see when he did white.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. And another thing people noted and either loved it or hated it
yeah.
is the fact that he made some social commentary.
Mm.
I mean, Yoo Young-suk goes on to make a lot of social commentary with music,
yeah.
but this was the beginning of it.
So Orange Nada Alice, when I heard that, I didn't mm. even think, before the Alice came part, mm-hmm. I thought of Orange Jok.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. 1993.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There
yeah.
you go.
It's Orange Jok for our younger or foreign listeners.
Yes.
That was like a social trend. People who were well-to-do and some of them from like out of the country
mm-hmm.
Were kind of spending money left and right. And they called it individuality, but... Uh-huh. From the outside, I guess there were a lot of people who viewed it very negatively.
Right.
So, right. 오렌지족, or mm-hmm. orange tribe, for the lack of
I
better
guess
translation,
so, right?
yeah,
uh-huh.
Was a social trend in the early 90s.
Right.
I guess you could sort of interchangeably use it with X, Generation X.
I guess.
Or like the MTV generation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah. Basically, Yoo Young-suk through this song is saying that they're shallow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He's lending his voice to speak for some of the, what he presumes to be the orange tribe women.
I see.
Saying that, how could you even dare talk to me with the car that small?
Hmm.
Or... You look like that and you think you can talk to me?
I see.
Basically.
I see.
I don't know why I have that accent now.
I don't know either, but we'll go with it.
But yeah, and then he goes on to say, the only thing that I have to worry about right yeah. now, the only thing that I can't even think about
mm.
is whether we should go sing or drink or talk about having fun or dance.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's what... Yoo Young-suk viewed as the
as shallow, the, superficialness.
Yeah,
yes.
the only concerns that these people have.
Right,
yeah.
right, right.
The song starts out like a slightly slowed down Deuce song.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they are contemporaries.
Yes.
And then it reminds me of Cho Kyu-chan and his song, 아담과 이브는 사과를 깨물었다.
Mm, yes, yes.
Which came a little later.
Right.
And then there's a little bit of rap
mm-hmm.
and a little bit of 푸른 하늘 soft rock.
Yeah.
And then there's a random Peter Pan sampling.
Okay.
Like, You Can Fly sampling.
Oh, interesting.
So that's where the whiteness
there's
comes
the
in.
There's the little, yeah, the quirky experimentation
exactly.
that we see there. Uh-huh.
And then the song wraps up with the long rap that it's really hard to understand.
Mm. Is it stream of consciousness or is he flipping through a dictionary?
Well,
like what was going on?
Some of the research
yeah.
told me that they're supposed to be brand names.
Ah, I see, I see. Yeah, I see some brand names in here on the lyric page. But
yeah, like I see them, but I don't hear them.
Okay,
yeah,
well,
so.
We will let our listeners interpret for themselves.
Yeah.
This is fun. We're just exploring name dropping in October mm-hmm. here on Kaya Top 10. Thank you so much.
Always my pleasure.
All right, we'll see you next time. Now taking Liz out, 푸른 하늘 with 오렌지 나라의 앨리스, Orange World Alice. That was 푸른 하늘 with 오렌지 나라의 앨리스, Orange World Alice, bringing us to the end of today's One Fine Day. I'm going to say goodbye for the day with a classic. Yes, very classic. We're going to keep in tune with the whole Gaia Top 10 vibe till the end. 공일 over here with 슬픈 인연, Sad Fate, taking us out. Thanks for tuning in. See you tomorrow.